You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Well, here we are again, talking about healthcare. And yes, we've been doing that a lot lately, but the beauty of this show is that we can take something so complex, like the American healthcare system, and talk about different pieces of it and how they fit into our daily lives. I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. Last week, we visited a skilled nursing facility and talked about what Medicaid means for Ohio's opioid crisis. This week, we're going to zoom out a little and think about healthcare at a macro level. Consider this what-if scenario. Specifically, what if you could swap our healthcare system for another country's? Like, for example, the National Health Service in the UK.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the NHS, that's for sure. It's great.
That's Liz Noly, who was born in the U.S. but made the move to the U.K. in 2015 with her husband, who's British. And so far, she really likes the NHS. Before that, Liz was living in Hartford, Connecticut, and she saw the U.S. healthcare system kind of from the inside.
My job, I worked as a contractor for, funnily enough, an insurance company in Hartford. My day-to-day was just seeing customer complaints, customer stories. It was just, you know, on a daily basis, you just hear the same story over and over again, which is that they couldn't get information to know what actually is covered. So there just seemed to be so much confusion out there and sort of getting different information and customers just trying to figure out where they stand, basically, with their policies.
When Liz made the move to the UK, healthcare wasn't the only reason, but it was definitely a plus. And the thing she found so shocking...
The NHS is just much easier in that it's sort of built around the user, it's built around the patient.
That meant, for Liz, that it was literally easy to use. As in, all she had to do was sign up, pay her tax dollars, or pounds, and then show up, which felt a little odd still.
I still have this sense of, like, I'm shoplifting or something when I'm leaving. I feel like, you know, someone's going to tap me on the shoulder and say, pardon me, ma'am, you know, but yeah, you can just leave, it's fine. You don't have to pay anyone.
None of this is to say the NHS doesn't have its problems. It's been a key source of debate in the UK, chief complaints being wait times and access to some specialists. No health system is perfect. But let's say there are some ideas that we could borrow here in the US. Where would we start? First, we have to decide what makes a health system valuable in the first place, as in what criteria do we use? So we sat down with someone who compares healthcare systems for a living.
We look at the quality of care. We look at preventive care. We look at care.
That's Robin Osborne, Vice President of the Commonwealth Fund. Her organization puts out a yearly report card on 11 national healthcare systems, including France, Germany, the UK, and, of course, the US.
If there was an Olympics for healthcare spending, we would sweep the gold, silver, and bronze. But we don't do that well on value. And I think, and getting the kinds of outcomes that we would hope to, given how much we spend, a starting point might be access. So the countries that we compare ourselves to all have universal coverage. And I think the first issue in values, you have to be able to get into the healthcare system. So in the U.S., we see that about a third of adults forego needed care. They don't see a doctor, they don't fill a prescription, they don't get follow-up tests and treatments because of costs. And the ACA has improved that a lot, but we're still the outlier compared to these other healthcare systems.
One of the things you all have looked at, which I found really interesting, was the administrative costs in the U.S. healthcare system. If you look at the NHS in the U.K., we heard from someone earlier on the NHS, or, say, the sickness funds in Germany, do they have the same kind of administrative costs that we see here?
So other countries do have administrative costs. What we see is that the U.S. typically has the greatest burden. When we ask doctors about their practice, in the U.S., more than 50% of doctors say it is a major problem, the amount of time they spend dealing with insurance and trying to get coverage for their patients. When we look across the countries that have multi-payer systems, which include the Netherlands, includes France, they have higher administrative costs. The countries that have single payer, the UK and Canada, they have the lowest administrative costs.
Let's play healthcare Tetris. So let's say that you could take a little bit from one system or a little bit from another. Like, where are the places that you would look for inspiration if you could add in little bits of other country systems to ours?
So I think when we're talking about the insurance side, it's not necessarily about having a national healthcare system and a single payer. What we see that's really interesting is different models work. So in the UK, you do have the National Health Service and single payer. But when people go to get health care, there's no deductible. There's no cost sharing. If you need to see your primary care doctor, you just see your primary care doctor. In France, if you have any one of 30 chronic conditions, you have no cost sharing.
Wow.
For both the primary care visit and for the prescription drugs. So the incentive is to encourage people who have diabetes, who have congestive heart failure, to make sure that they get the care they need, the best promotion for keeping well.
And I would imagine that that bends the cost curve on the other end, because people aren't ending up sort of in extremis needing then incredibly invasive care to fix a crisis.
It does. So all of that preventive care is sort of upstream, and it plays out in terms of people being healthier.
I need to ask you about the Netherlands, though, as an example, or any of these examples. The Netherlands is a tiny country with a relatively homogenous population. The United States is huge. We have all sorts of different people who live here, and we're just geographically really big. Can we transpose these models to a country like the United States?
I think we have the opportunity to transpose, not the whole model, and I don't think that would work even if we wanted to do it. But what we do have the chance to do is to take ideas and look at best practices in other countries. So there's a lot that can be learned on the front line from how do you provide the best care.
That was Robin Osborne from the Commonwealth Fund. We're starting a project here on Marketplace Weekend, and we want to hear about your healthcare stories, what you spend, what your thoughts are, what's working and what's not. You can email us. We're weekend@marketplace.org. Leave us a voicemail. We'll call you back. 1-800-648-5114. And you can keep up to date with what we're doing on the show. Just subscribe to our newsletter at marketplace.org.